Time now for your comments. A lot of you wrote in about our story on what American civilians are doing or not doing to sacrifice during the war in Iraq. I feel compelled to point out that we're all sacrificing, writes David Fuller of Eureka, California. Perhaps many Americans aren't connecting the dots between this expensive war, tax cuts, and then cuts to essential government services, but I certainly am. He writes, perhaps we could all sacrifice by paying more in taxes now so our children won't have to pay the bill for this war.
This is Nancy Landis in Austin, Texas. I'm the mother of an Army reconnaissance scout who was injured in Iraq in January and underwent his sixth surgery last week. Regardless of our political persuasion, can we all agree that we want to live in a country that is well protected and has a strong military? If we can agree on that, then why can't each American sacrifice a dollar or two to ensure that the Veterans Administration shortfall doesn't leave any of our troops short of medical care?
This is Jody Maloney from Greenland, Michigan. In the Midwest, we fear and pray for our soldiers and their families every day. War means my cousin, my brother-in-law. War means death and destruction. I refuse to believe that we are so unaffected as the small cross-section of individuals that you interviewed would suggest.
And a few corrections now. In our report on a soldier who was killed when his helicopter was shot down in Afghanistan, we said it was the first helicopter shot down since Operation Anaconda began. In fact, another helicopter was downed in 2002. And in our story about the 200th anniversary of Britain's victory in the Battle of Trafalgar, we said that the ship HMS Victory is stationed in Portsmouth Harbor. Actually, that ship has been dry docked since 1922. Last week, we interviewed a spokesman for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which released a 233-page report on the possible reasons why a tiger mauled Roy Horn at a Siegfried and Roy show in Las Vegas. USDA spokesman Jim Rogers had this to say about the government's investigation.
We're always willing to check out any information provided to us by the public.
Listener Sam Connect of Wichita, Kansas, offered this tip.
As a member of the public, I'd like to point out that the USDA failed to consider the possibility that flying saucers may have been involved in the mauling. Clearly, USDA investigators have too much time on their hands. It's sad that taxpayers' money had to be wasted on such an investigation.
Finally, we got many letters thanking us for reading the Declaration of Independence, as we do every July 4th. Peg Oatchin wrote in, "You've done it before and I've appreciated it, but this year, living in Estonia, where each day I observe the hangover of the Soviet occupation, it took on a new significance." Lori List of Ashland, Oregon writes, "In recent years, my own political views and beliefs have caused me to feel cynicism rather than pride when I see an American flag. Thank you for this reminder of the beliefs upon which our nation was founded." As always, we welcome your comments. We're at morning@npr.org.